Do you like what we do? Well, let me introduce you to Friends of NEAR. This is a way for you to support the great work of NEAR Media Co-op, which we here at NEAR think will give friends and family the chance to actively support the community media work we just love doing. Joining is easy, and you can find out more at near.ie/friends or by email to friends@near.ie. There's a few T's and C's, but only a few. Promise. Go on. Let's be friends.
Welcome back to Lifeline with Michael Hennessy on NEAR 90.3 FM. Please feel free to call us on 867-1190 or text us on 087-6944-500 if you'd like to comment or join in on any part of the show. Now, on the telephone, I have Celine Nick-Hirikti from Temple Street Children's University Hospital. Hello, Celine, and thank you for joining us.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm grand. Thank you very much, Celine. Celine, Temple Street has just launched its annual Halloween trick-or-treat for Temple Street. What is this campaign all about?
Right, so it's actually something that's been running for quite a few years, and we're really lucky that people have been getting on board for us. And basically, it just involves holding your own Halloween party or your Halloween event and helping through friends, family, colleagues, that kind of thing, to just raise a few euro for the hospital.
Okay, so how can our listeners get involved with Trick or Treat, and what do they need to do to host a party?
So it's really simple. All they need to do is just go onto our website, which is templestreet.ie, and then we have a simple form, just a little registration form, or they can call us and we will send out a party pack to them which has everything they need, I suppose, with loads of ideas and tools that they need to host their own party.
Okay. So what would people receive in their party pack?
Okay, so it has things like balloons, bunting, as I say, a little kind of leaflet with party ideas, and then it also has a collection box. So we also on the website have a load of things that you can download and print as well as the party pack, things like masks, party games, more bunting, all those different types of things that people need for their party.
Okay, so are there any other resources that people holding a trick or treat for Temple Street party need?
Really, I suppose it's entirely up to themselves and what they'd like to do. Some people like to hold movie nights, cake sales, parties, that kind of thing. For the likes of parties, it's really great, all the activities that we have on the website that you can just print off, making your own masks, that kind of thing, and then like Halloween bingo and all those kind of things.
Okay.
So really, if anyone has any ideas, they just need to give us a bell and we can give them a hand with any party ideas that they'd like to hold.
Okay, so what is the money raised used for?
Okay, so this year it's going to be going to our vital equipment fund. So specifically we're going to be looking at things like incubators and heart monitors. So as you can imagine, it's a very busy hospital and it constantly needs to have equipment replaced and upgraded.
Sure.
So that's where this year's fundraising will go.
Okay, so how much was raised last year?
We were very lucky last year. We had a huge uptake from people all around the country hosting parties, and we had a total of 400,000 raised for the hospital,
wow,
which was just fantastic.
Yeah.
And that money went to fund new radiology equipment, new X-ray, digital X-ray equipment in the hospital. So it made a really fantastic difference.
Okay, so how would someone get in touch with Trick or Treat for Temple Street?
So if they want to give us a bell, the number here is 01878-4344, or they can simply just go onto our website, it's templestreet.ie.
Okay, so how many children were treated in Temple Street last year, and sort of where do they come from, you know, what spectrum of, how many children basically were treated?
So last year was 148,000 children, and from all over the country, from all counties in Ireland. So we have children who come here on a regular basis for the likes of dialysis, so they travel up a few days a week, you know, so you can imagine children have to come from all over the country for that kind of thing.
Sure.
And then also, like, we have a very busy A&E department, and we have a lot of different specialities, so children will travel here to be treated for those. So as you can imagine, it's all go.
Right. So what specialties does Temple Street Hospital offer children?
So we actually have quite a few, as I mentioned there. So we have renal, so any children who have kidney problems will come here for dialysis and treatment. We also treat children who have neurological conditions and neurosurgery. Also things like airways management, so children with cystic fibrosis would be treated here in the hospital, ear, nose and throat, plastic surgery. So if you can imagine, there's actually quite a lot of specialities here, so very busy place.
Got it. Okay, so is there a deadline to sign up and to sign up to hold a trick or treat party in aid of Temple Street?
Well, obviously, you know, just because it's a trick-or-treating, you don't actually have to hold it on Halloween itself, so it's really whenever suits you. But I would suggest that people would get in touch about 10 days before, just to make sure that they get their party pack in time.
Right, okay. So could you repeat your contact details for any listener who wishes to get involved?
It's templestreet.ie, and they'll see all the information on the homepage, or they can give us a bell. It's 01878 4344.
Okay, thank you very much for joining us on Lifeline on Near 90.3 FM, Celine, and I wish you great success with your tricking and treating this Halloween.
Thank you very much.
It's a really interesting and clever venture. So bye for now.
Thanks a million. Bye bye
Celine. Okay, that was Celine Nick Irichty from Temple Street University Hospital telling us about the Trick or Treat fundraising event happening this Halloween.